wild and wonderful, like you said, rolling across the bed and stretching. We should do it more often. I gotta tell you, Lenny, hotels are dead sexy. They certainly are, he agreed, stroking her thigh. She laughed softly. What's up, he asked, did I say something funny? I feel like I'm cheating on my husband. If I ever find you cheating on your husband, you're a dead woman, he said threateningly. Running her fingers lightly across his chest, she leaned close to his ear and whispered, would you kill me, Lenny? Would you really do that? Believe me, he said sternly, you don't want to try it. And you'd better remember, it's mutual. Right, he said laughing. Knowing you, you'd cut off my tongue and keep it in a jar by the bed. No, I wouldn't, she said, laughing back. I'd drop it down the waste disposal. You're a dangerous woman, Lucky, he said, shuddering. Never said I wasn't.
Mark Snyder of the PMP Network.
Oh, hi. How are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm fine. Hang on one sec.
Okay. Talking with Jackie Collins, who has written a book called Lethal Seduction. It is being published by, I can't read the thing. It's in Simon Schuster, of course. And the CD of the same name is being put on by Rhino. It's also called Lethal Seduction.
And
it features people like Dionne Warwick on it and Ike and Tina Turner. Great CD to accompany a fantastic book, which is real easy reading. In fact, I just picked it up today and read probably three-quarters of it already.
Wow.
And Jackie joins us right now. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
You are, I guess, what they would call a success in the publishing biz. Just a only 200 million books sold, though.
Well, that's not quite enough, is it?
No, you got to keep going.
I guess I'm just going to have to keep going.
You got to keep going until you get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lethal Seduction only came out a week ago, and it's already going to be on the New York Times next week, so I'm very happy about that, the New York Times bestseller list.
As someone who used to live in California, I read your book, and it really hits the essence of what it's like to live out there in Beverly Hills and L.A. and the whole scene. And obviously you're part of that scene. You must have been part of it for a while and kind of absorbed it, and now you put it on paper, and it has hit a chord in the American heart.
Yeah, I love writing about subjects that I know a lot about. And of course, I've lived here now for 20 years, which is a long time anyway. And I find that the characters who inhabit Hollywood are infinitely fascinating. They're always different. They've always got, you know, some kind of edge going on, some kind of agenda. And so in my Hollywood books, I write about lots of different characters who I'm sure you do recognize if you lived here.
Yes. In fact, I can identify many of the characters in your books.
Uh-huh. Aha. We just like to play the guessing game, you see.
Yeah.
But
well,
in Lethal Seduction, of course, the book is based in Manhattan, Miami, and Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
which makes a nice change, because I brought back my heroine, Madison Castelli, from L.A. Connections, my serial novel,
mm-hmm.
and she's a very kind of interesting 29-year-old beautiful woman who's also very smart. She's a journalist at a Vanity Fair-type magazine, and I thought it would be interesting because I took Madison to Hollywood in the last book, and now I'm keeping her out of Hollywood in this book, but she's kind of like a young Lucky Santangelo.
Well, it's interesting reading this thing about not only just her, but all the characters are really interesting. And I think they lend themselves to be put on the big screen. How many of your books have been put on the big screen?
Well, I've had probably three movies, theatrical movies, and three miniseries. Well, not four miniseries.
Yeah.
So that would be four. It's about seven have all been done for the movies. And I've written, this is my 20th book.
Wow.
So I would love to see this as a theatrical movie.
I think it's
an interesting story about three very strong women who are good friends. One of them is black. One of them, you know, she's a newscaster in L.A. She hates dealing with celebrities, which I thought was quite amusing because I'm sure a lot of reporters do, only they never tell us.
Right.
But, you know, I've always observed this thing where the celebrity is on the entertainment-type show and being very, very friendly, and then I've seen what happens when the cameras stop. The star stops. They, like, go into a kind of distant mode. And Natalie notices this a lot, and she's great. Natalie DeBarge, she was in L.A. Connections, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third friend is Jamie Nova, who's this beautiful blonde interior designer in New York who suspects that her husband is cheating.
Yes, she does, and she kind of makes a nice little move there, and she identifies one of his condoms, put a little mark on it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And then she knows if it's being used or not.
Mm-hmm.
Good trick for you, lady.
Very good. There's a lot of good tricks in there.
The book, basically, it's about relationships and sex and betrayal and how to discover if your man is cheating and friendships and lust and, you know, all the good things.
Yeah, of course. Jamie's idea of slicing off his member and putting it down to disposal is probably not going to connect with men out there too well. But.
Well, I don't think they're going to like that too much, but she's just making a lighthearted joke. It won't be too lighthearted to many men. And funnily enough, when I'm reading the scene on the CD, I read a scene, well, the CD is just like, you know, all these great singers that I managed to get the rights to put on the compilation album. There's Dionne Warwick singing Walk On By, and Tina Turner, Let's Stay Together. It's really a fabulous CD, and the very, very last track is me reading two scenes, one from Dangerous Kiss and one from Lethal Seduction.
I'm glad you mentioned
it. It's kind of fun.
We actually...
That scene where something gets cut off or is threatened to.
We actually, Jackie, when we started the interview before you came on,
yeah.
We actually put a little clip from that piece.
Oh, you did? So that's how you know.
Your recording debut, actually, is on there. You know what's really cool is the cover to the book and the cover to the CD. They're both holographic CDs, and they mirror the cover. It's really kind of cool.
It's fun, to do. So, unfortunately, they never stack them together in the bookstores. You have to buy the book, and then you go into the CD department to buy the CD, and then you go into the audio department to buy the audio, and then you go into the paperback department and get the paperback of Dangerous Kiss, which is out now, which is my last lucky Sant'Angelo novel.
Well, of course, you can also go to Amazon.com or PMPnetwork.com and get them both at the same time.
That's a clever thought. I never thought of that.
Yes.
I'm not an internet computer person.
You're really not?
I love to write my books in longhand. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I like the pen and paper. That, to me, is everything. And I know there's all these wonderful notebooks, and you can do incredible things, and they can cook your dinner for you, and you never have to leave the house again. But my life is so busy. But I'm thinking to myself, where would I have time to get on the computer?
Well, actually,
it would be interesting to explore the chat rooms where you've got 16-year-old boys posing as, 25-year-old beauty queens.
Well, I think one of the interesting things, Jackie, is that in an old job I had, my boss told me to use the computer, and I said, no, I write much better on the typewriter or a longhand, because I'm a writer as well. I have a number of books out, too.
Oh, really?
And I said to them, I just can't do that. And he said, well, you're going to have to if you fight. And I learned how to use the computer, and it was the best gift he could have given me.
Really?
Because right now you can take a notebook computer with you anywhere you want, and if you use a palm, one of the palm machines, you can actually hand write all your stuff on it. It translates it into type, and then you can just download it into the computer.
Oh my God!
So
well,
you
I don't
can actually
have to do it. I have to take a week or so to learn how to use it, and I will.
I think we'll be at the
time. Now, what was your last book called?
Well, the last book I did was in the 70s. It was called Feelings.
Okay, why haven't you written since then?
No, I don't write anymore because I'm too busy with all my radio stuff, and I also write a newspaper column out here in the Boston area.
I understand that, but, if you write books, then you really should get back to it because it's such a wonderful thing to be able to do, and if you have the talent to do it, you should.
Well, I wrote four, and there was three of them were poetry books. The other one was a novel.
Oh, great.
And I enjoy writing, but I also enjoy making...
You enjoy your column, and you enjoy your radio show, and that's...
And I enjoy...
it's very important for people, and I try to get this across with my heroines, that they should do something in life that they really love.
Yeah, well, no, of course, if I had written 19 books, and they were all international bestsellers with 200 million sold,
you might still be writing.
Exactly. I think that might have spurred me on.
Well, I know. I'm really incredibly lucky because I'm a school dropout. All I knew is that I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to be a writer. When I was at school, I was a total loner, and because I always felt much more adult than the other girls. And I did not like the teachers, and I did not like the classes. I found them incredibly boring, and so I got lost in books. And it was the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me because it opened up my imagination.
Mm.
I didn't like television. I didn't like going to the theater. My two big passions were movies and books.
Hmm. And now you kind of do both.
Exactly.
Movies and books, yeah.
Exactly. I had the best fun producing my miniseries of Lady Boss and Lucky Chances. That was great. And I was on the set the whole time, and I wrote scripts, and I produced them. I mean, it was just, really fun, because I was, as you say, combining two great pleasures that I find in life.
Well, my great pleasure is celebrities, and that's all I do now is celebrity interviews, which is kind of fun.
Oh, that must be fun.
It's
you meet all kinds of people.
Meet all kinds of great people, like Jackie Collins and Lethal Seduction.
You.
And, you know, on the back of your CD, there's a picture of Jackie, and you got to go buy the CD just for that. What a babe.
Well, that is Greg Gorman, the photographer. He is absolutely one of the best. In fact, I was watching this documentary the other day, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, about Tammy Faye Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And she, during the course of the movie, goes to a top Hollywood photographer. And guess who it was? Greg Gorman.
There you go.
And they have this scene between them. And she says, he says to her, well, I can take some great photographs of you, but you've got to take your makeup off. And she kind of laughs at him and she says, I can't take my makeup off. It's tattooed on. And Greg's face was a picture because he's such a brilliant photographer. He makes everybody look good.
Yeah, well, I don't think it takes too much to make you look good. You're a lovely lady. It's
Thank
in the
you,
jeans.
I appreciate that.
I think it's in the jeans. Talking about lovely jeans, how's your sister Joan doing?
She's great. She's in Europe. She's actually going to be coming back here to probably make a movie with Shirley MacLaine.
Huh.
It'll be fun, called Old Broads. I think it sounds like a very comedic script.
I used to love watching her on Dynasty. That was great.
Yeah, Dynasty was a fun television program. I would love to create a soap for the new millennium because I think now's the time, you know? And I know that Aaron Spelling is coming back with one, but that smacks a little of the 80s, and I think we need something very, very new.
Well, if there's anybody out there that could write a good script for a new program, it is you that could do a series, because even the characters from here could translate very well into a weekly series.
Yeah, Madison would be a really good character. I could see her being played by somebody like Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Could you imagine her as Courtney Cox?
I could see that, yeah.
Who else could you see?
Joel Blaine is an interesting character, the Playboy guy.
Oh, yes, the son of the multi-billionaire tycoon.
Yeah.
Who is into risky sex. And what I mean by that is the fact that he likes to have sex a lot and he likes to have an audience, but he doesn't really want to have an audience. He just wants them to come across him by chance.
He's a very interesting character.
Sex. Yeah, he's fun. He was fun to write. And he takes out these beautiful models, and he has a line in the book that I found quite amusing. And he says, you know, he takes the models out to dinner, but, you know, sex is not for them because it'll ruin their hair.
I was thinking that Brad Pitt would be a good Joel Blaine.
Oh, yes, he certainly would.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And then you got Carrie Hanlon, another supermodel.
The supermodel.
Who's a real bitch.
She could be played by a supermodel.
Yes.
Because they all want to be actresses.
And there are many of them that are egomaniacs and bitches, so there'd be some typecasting involved as well.
Well, so. As you know, she's majored in both of those subjects.
Yes. So
it's fun to write. And, of course, one of my favorite characters is Rosarita Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the very kind of shrill New York would-be socialite. She's only in her 20s, but she's very dependent on her father, who is the king of construction in New Jersey. And she's married to this soap star called Dexter Falcon.
Right.
And she wants her father to knock him off. She wants him to whack him because she doesn't want to be married to him because he's not a movie star. And she thought he was going to be a movie star.
Right. And then, of course, she finds she's pregnant. And I'm not going to tell any more.
No. We can't tell them anything else.
It's a great book, though. I got to tell you, I really, really enjoy this. Now, my wife is already starting to read it as well.
Oh,
and,
good.
But I said, I'll pick it up and just take a look at it, you know.
Yeah.
Someone told me that your writing is really toward women. So I said, I'll try it. I think it's fascinating, though. I really enjoyed it.
You know, it's interesting because I don't write for women at all. I write for everybody. And a lot of people have said I have a kind of masculine slant the way I write. And I think that's because my books are very fast-paced.
Mm.
And I think men have a good time. I get a lot of letters from men.
I think that folks out there who are listening right now in the summer sun should, here's what you want to do. First of all, go to pmpnetwork.com and listen to this interview. And then go to our superstore and order the Lethal Seduction book from Jackie Collins from Simon & Schuster. Sit down by the pool. Make sure you bring a towel with you. Take the book to the pool. And bring your Walkman, Discman thing. And go get, at the same site, the Lethal Seduction CD from Rhino Records from Jackie Collins. And put that on in your headphones, listen to the music, and read the book. And relax on a summer day.
Oh, I want to do that. That sounds like so much fun.
I think it would be fun.
Instead of which, I'm going around 10 bookstores today signing books.
Are you really?
Yeah, which I love doing because it gets me out to meet the people who read my books. And I really have the most loyal fans. I mean, I've been doing this quite a long time. And this is my 20th book. And people are still, like, panting to get the book. You know, they're running in the bookstores and saying, is it out yet? Is it out yet? When can I get it? When can I get it?
Mm.
And that's so nice for me. It's so rewarding.
Now, you don't have feelings like Harry Potter, do you?
I'm glad that Harry Potter is there because they're bringing all the kids into the bookstores and the parents are buying Lethal Seduction and the kids are getting Harry Potter.
Hmm. I just can't see. I got to tell you, I mean, this book is, again, I'm telling you, it's really interesting. I'm really enjoying it. And I'm going to finish it. But I can't picture myself in public reading Lethal Seduction.
Well,
I just think that...
It's more a feminine cover.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but so what you do is you just slide the cover off.
No, I just put Playboy around it, that's all.
Oh, that's fine. You wouldn't be embarrassed reading Playboy. But you'd be embarrassed reading Jackie Collins. It's interesting because in England, for instance, the cover is different. It's a black cover with a gold Lethal Seduction and a gold Jackie Collins, and it's more serious looking. And
yeah, I would have carried that cover around.
Yeah, we'll have to send you that when it comes out.
Let me ask you a question, because I've never spoken to you, and I'm thrilled to be talking to you now. Tell me a little bit about how you started in your writing career. What was the thing that really got you started and that kept you going?
You know, I remember as a kid, you know, England is very cold and gloomy, and we had a beautiful sunny day, and I must have been about 8. And my mom took me to the local swimming pool. And I came home and I set out my father's card table and I grabbed some empty notebooks and a bunch of pens and I said to my mother, I'm going to write a book. And she was like, what? You're only 8 years old. And I started then. And I kept going and, you know, by the time I reached my very early 20s, I knew it was what I wanted to do with my life. I'd written quite a few books by that time, but I'd never finished anything. Because I'd been expelled from school, and I thought they'll never give me the opportunity to be a writer because you have to have all kinds of degrees and things, I thought, which is not true at all.
Not at all.
And I wrote this book, The World is Full of Married Men, and I was halfway through it. And my husband-to-be at the time said, what do you do? And I said, I'm, you know, a writer. And he said, oh, well, what have you written? So I showed him this half-finished manuscript, and I was just about to abandon it and go on to my next book. And he said, you know, you're really a very, very good storyteller. You must finish this.
Hmm.
And he forced me to finish it. And I was nervous because I didn't want rejection. And fortunately, I found a publisher that wanted to publish it immediately. And it became an instant bestseller because I was one of the first women writing about infidelity and cheating men and the way women should deal with it. And also... it was a book that shocked a lot of men because it was very frank.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became number one in England practically immediately. And then 20th Century Fox, the movie studio, stepped forward and bought it for a movie. It wasn't made until a few years later. And then it was made with Carol Baker and Tony Franciosa, two names from the past.
Hmm. Yeah, when I first read your stuff, it kind of reminded me a little bit about some of the stuff Jacqueline Suzanne used to write years ago.
I was a great fan of hers. I thought she was terrific. She got a bad rap. You know, people would say, oh, books are crap. They're not crap. They're very, very good books that tell a story about the times she lived in and the things that she knew. And they grab your attention, and you keep on reading, and that's what I've always tried to capture in my book. And Harold Robbins, when I was, you know, not even a writer, I'd written perhaps two books that had been published while I was a writer, and I met him. And he said, he signed one of his books, and he said, there's a lot of female writers around today, he said, but Jackie Collins is really good.
Hmm.
And I was thrilled by that, you know, the great Harold Robbins telling me that I was really good. But I had read so many books by that time. I mean, I have thousands of books in my home. And somebody said to me the other day, oh, I cleared out and I got rid of all my books. And I said, what? I wouldn't get rid of any book, even if I hate it. You know, I just love to have books around me.
Yeah, I have so many books here that I've built extra bookshelves everywhere. We must have about 5,000 books in the house.
Well, I know. I did the same thing in my last house. And when I left the house, when I moved, there were all these bookshelves any place you could put them.
Exactly.
Because nobody's going to have as many books as I did. Mm. So everybody's going, why are there all these bookshelves?
Well, the book is called The Lethal Seduction. It's from Simon & Schuster. I'd like to talk to you all day, but I know you have other things you got to do, other people to talk to. Rhino Records puts out the Lethal Seduction CD with folks like Dionne Warwick and Ike and Tina Turner and Tina herself. Blondie's on there and Eartha Kitt, Carla Thomas, and, of course, Jackie Collins reading very seductively. And Jolie Fisher's in that cut as well.
Yes, she is. She's terrific. She's singing in the background. She sounds wonderful.
She does. And she, we had
Ellen.
I actually had her on my show when she was 8.
Oh, really?
Because I was interviewing her mom.
She's adorable, I must say.
They're very nice people.
Very nice people.
Well, so are you, and I'm thrilled that we spoke. And,
I am too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck with this, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.